This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by PointsBet. Download the PointsBet app today. Gamble responsibly.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and right now we're joined by Socceroos legend and manager of the champions, Western United, John Aloisi.
The A-League men's season gets underway on Friday as Western United takes on Melbourne City in a grand final rematch.
Western United have won the A-League championship, and John Aloisi has his first trophy as a head coach.
As our next guest looks to defend his crown, please welcome John
Aloisi.
Let me do this, Jim. I'm all over the world game, the beautiful game.
Yes, please.
And I name this man because I see him at the bot all the time. Oh, he's dressed in a beautiful suit. Ooh. He looks good. Wow. Johnny boy, welcome back to the Rush Hour. And again, congratulations for last year. But it all starts again, and we're at Amy Park for the big grand final replay.
Yeah, we are. Thanks for having me on again, boys. It seems like so long ago, but the pre-season's gone. You know what it's like for players. They just want to start playing football and start competing again. And finally, it's here, and it's a big one. It's against Melbourne City, who we know are going to be a tough side, and it's the grand final replay.
Amy Park, now we're going to get to the home ground thing for the champions, Western United, but you're expecting a big crowd, I'd imagine, for the season opener?
Yeah, you'd think so, because they're two top teams that played in the grand final last year, and there's that rivalry that's building. You know, we've only been a part of the competition for three seasons, but you can already feel it with Melbourne City. So we're expecting a big crowd, expecting a very good game, because two sides that will go at each other, and then hopefully we put on a good spectacle and we get the 3 points.
Good time of year for the season to get underway too. Yes. Obviously, the AFL, NRL, they're all finished, so you get some nice clean air.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that's why we do it, the A-League. They understand that, you know, we want that clean air sometimes, and it's, you know, the AFL's finished, NRL. So the focus can be a little bit more on us, and they've done well. The league has really promoted it this year. You know, the last couple of seasons, it's been hard with COVID and not knowing when we're going to start, when the season's, some games get shifted. But this year, we're pretty clear on where and when we're going to play these games. So we should get a good crowd and a lot of excitement going into the season.
So, Johnny boy, have we got a home ground yet, or are we going to build a stadium? We worked that out.
Yes, we're building a stadium. I think by May, our training facility will be finished, and we'll probably play out of there for next season, which will be about 8,000-seated stadium. So, which will be great, because, you know, hopefully we can fill that up and create a bit of a buzz around the West. And that's what we need. You know, we're not shying away from it. We need a stadium. Yeah. We've been playing out of five different stadiums in the last few seasons. It's not easy for a player. It's not easy for the supporters. They got nowhere to call home. And we're from the West. We should be playing out in the West. And at the moment, we're grateful that we can find a few different venues, but it's not the same.
Yeah, we are Western United, I suppose, so that makes sense. So where exactly is it, Aloisi?
It'll be out at Tarneit, which is, very much west. So, look, we're looking forward to that once that gets built. And it's a growing population. You know what it's like, Billy, out there. It's growing pretty fast. So,
bloody oath, mate. I get the train from Geelong and it stops at Tarneit. Geez, there's some people there now. It's just growing out there.
Yeah, it is. And the whole precinct, you know, around that will be a lot of housing. There'll be, you know, the shopping centres going up. It's not just going to be a training facility and a stadium. It will end up being a whole massive precinct for the people out there. So it'll be great once it's all finished.
Good.
Success just follows this man.
I know.
He, of course, provided us with the greatest moment of Australian soccer ever.
Second best goal after Siren.
Well,
after the best.
He had a whole country riding on him.
So
but now a member of the team of the century, Socceroos' best ever team.
Wow.
And Bill, when I look down, you got Marky Schwarzer. These are just examples of who's on this list.
Yes.
Goalkeeper, of course, superstar. And then I see Lucas Neal.
Yep.
Of course, Tony Vidmar.
Harry.
Oh, of course. Well, then you move to Harry Kuehl. He had to have two Harrys. He was that bloody good. Timmy Cahill, Mark Viduka, and the great John Aloisi.
I tell you what is interesting, Jim. The coach there, Aussie Gus Hiddink was the coach. Was that interesting or fair enough?
Interesting, because look, obviously Gus had he did a great job for us, and we got to the World Cup. I still would have liked Ange Postecoglou as our main coach, because he's the only one to win a major trophy for the national team, the Asian Cup in 2015, and how well he's been doing, in Scotland. And so, I know that's apart from it. It's how well he did with our national team. Yeah. That's the main thing. Cool. But look, it's great to be part of the, such names that you just mentioned, and to get recognised. You don't play for that, you play to win. You play because you love the game. But after, when you retire, maybe my grandkids might get excited. They see my name in a 100-year history of the game. Mate,
bloody oh, it's an unbelievable achievement. I love a couple of the old boys in there too.
Yeah, who?
Johnny Warren, of
Johnny
course.
Warren, yes.
Johnny Cosmina.
Oh,
Reggie
yes.
Date. A few of the old boys have slipped in, Johnny.
Yeah, a few of the old boys. I had to look them up to see where they played or how many games they did play for the Socceroos. But it is 100 years, JB. So we had to get some old boys in there that we don't know.
Jimmy McNabb, who's he?
Was he the goalkeeper?
It's a great honour and richly deserved, as I said, provided us, as well as an amazing career with that moment, Bill, which we revisit every time we get Johnny on.
We do, and he'll be sitting there now in a beautiful suit. He's the best-looking, best-dressed man I've ever seen. Manager of the mighty Western United, and they play their first game this Friday night against Melbourne City, 7:45 at Amy Park. Be there or be square.
Thanks, boys.
Well, Johnny, good luck, mate. Big season ahead.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
John Aloisi on the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by PointsBet. Built different. Faster, easier, better. Download the PointsBet app today. Gamble responsibly.